On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN's police boss has denounced what he's called malicious claims that have been levelled against him, saying these were only meant to tarnish his reputation. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi defended himself by responding to questions from the Portfolio Committee on Police yesterday. The allegations, which surfaced online in January, accused the provincial commissioner of abuse of power. Mkhwanazi believes they're part of a deliberate campaign to damage the credibility of law enforcement because of his work in rooting out corrupt police. He says last year he received a call from someone claiming to be closely linked to the police minister. That person wanted to discuss the Lusikisiki mass shooting.
What surprises me about this gentleman is that he then indicated to me on a message that he sent me when he said there's an internal attempt to discredit me through the defeating the Ends of Justice case. And as we engage, he sent me a report that was written by a Lieutenant Colonel Matthews, who was working under Operational Valom Godi, who was an operational commander at the time. Unfortunately, the report was not signed.
Mkhwanazi says he was also accused of defeating the Ends of Justice in a case involving a senior police officer in Empangeni last year. Now, Correctional Services Minister Pieter Groenewald has laid bare the growing problem of prison overcrowding, saying they're facing a severe shortage of beds. He says correctional facilities had an overcrowding rate of 48% in the previous financial year, with over 150,000 inmates being housed in centres designed for around 100,000 beds. The minister was answering questions in Parliament on overcrowding in prisons. He says there are currently over 25,000 foreign nationals in correctional centres. He's revealed the cost to taxpayers is 460 rand per inmate per day. And the French president has warned the world must be ready if the US chooses not to be on the same side when it comes to Ukraine's war with Russia. American officials earlier confirmed that Donald Trump has suspended intelligence with Kyiv after a halt on military aid. The move has put pressure on President Volodymyr Zelensky, who last night said there'd been positive movement in cooperation between the two countries. European leaders will hold crisis talks in Brussels later on supporting Ukraine. In a televised address, France's Emmanuel Macron announced a planned summit of European army chiefs in Paris next week. Back home, we've got a high of 31 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 35. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. The Proteas book a flight home after crashing in their Champions Trophy semi-final against New Zealand. Liverpool boss Arne Slot is impressed with Darwin Nunez after a win in the Champions League last night. And Dylan Naidoo leads a strong field for the Joburg Open, which tees off at the Houghton Golf Club today.